The Wellsville City Council recently formed a committee to make changes regarding the battle reenactment, which originally involved white citizens dressing up as Native Americans and reenacting a version of the Bear River Massacre that Native Americans say is historically inaccurate. When the committee met Tuesday, they agreed to discontinue the tradition of white citizens dressing up as Native Americans in the battle. Instead, they will invite members of the Shoshone tribe to share parts of their culture during the annual Founders Day parade.
We'd love to set up a teepee and kind of show you what would be inside of a Native American teepee, generally. And then we have tribal elders that do a lot of bead work and a lot of buckskin work, tanning and things like that, and they make moccasins and gloves. And so I can envision us bringing, all of them would come up. So they not only show you how to do it, but they also sell some of their items too.
That's Darren Perry, vice chairman of the Northwestern Shoshone Tribe and a member of the committee. He says the tribe will provide activities for all attendees.
When I go speak at elementaries and junior highs, I teach the kids a friendship dance that's real small and simple. So we'd have something for everybody, I think.
Perry also says he's proud of the committee's decision.
I've known the mayor for a long time, and so I was pretty confident all along that they'd do the right thing at the end.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allison Berg.